This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, August 28th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia, and I see we're already lining up. Well, good. You can have your own category if you don't like my categories, and I'll throw out a question, and of course we have bumper stumpers. That's the deal at my end. Now, let me close what I thought I was doing here. Trying to multitask. This is a very dangerous thing for an old person. But nonetheless, here we are. All right, so now, here is the deal. We have a straggler from last week, and I don't know how you're going to do it this, and we'll move on fairly quickly because it's out there. But we determined last week that men are more likely to smoke cigarettes than women. In fact, over 1 billion men worldwide smoke cigarettes, according to the 2003 Tobacco Control Profile. However, only in 5 countries do women smokers outnumber men. I want you to name 2 of them. All right. And so I'll tell you that 2 of them, well, yeah, you've heard of them. I know that. The other 3, they might be on the off the beaten path, depending on how world traveled you are. But 2 of them, yeah, I think so. So I'm not going to tell you you're right about one of them if you don't get both. So 5 countries worldwide where women smoke more than men. What would they be? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Now, if it's Friday night, please don't call because it's a replay, and I'm glad you're sitting back and enjoying the show, but mark your calendar for Monday night like it is right now on August 28th, Monday, August 28th, at about 12 minutes after 10 o'clock in the evening Central Time. Ah, well, if that's what your watch says, then trundle to the phone, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right. Like I say, if you don't like my question, you don't want to talk about smokers. And of course, you can't know my bumper stumpers because I haven't played one yet. So that means you can have your own category. And as we've proved, as we certainly do with Johnny D and his hominins, a sky is the limit. You know something about something. Everybody does. So strut your stuff. And our resident idiot savant when it comes to all things Beatles is going off the beaten path tonight and has decided on charts. So we welcome Barry from New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, you got me last week, so I think I'll try charts.
All right. That sounds good. And you want the last week of August, 1966. All right.
Yes,
I remember it well. I was just returning to Miami from Hendersonville, North Carolina, escaping. All right, so now with that in mind, number 1 in America, Summer in the City.
Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah. Number 2, Sunny.
Bobby Herb.
Yeah, Bobby Herb, good enough. Number three, see you in September. And, of course, this is a remake of the Tempos.
The Happenings?
Yes. Number four, Lil Red Riding Hood.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh.
Absolutely. Number five, Sunshine Superman.
Donovan.
Number six, Wild Thing.
The Trogs?
Yeah. Number seven, You Can't Hurry Love.
Supremes, Dino Ross and Supremes.
Yes. Well, I know you know number eight, Yellow Submarine.
And the Beatles.
Number nine, I Couldn't Live Without Your Love. Now I know you're really mine. Got to have you all the time. Everybody know.
Yeah.
You can do this.
I don't know that one.
Oh man, you can do it. Think British.
Say it again?
I said think British Invasion. I Couldn't Live Without Your Love. Think female British Invasion.
Springfield.
No, oh, man. No, it was Petula Clark.
Clark. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
And number 10, Summertime. And he's a quintessential R&B artist that had his biggest hit with I Do Love You.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, man, Billy Stewart, but you still got 80%, so you're a winner.
Oh, great.
All right, hang on.
How about
what?
The two countries, would it be Paris and Vietnam?
No, it's not France and Vietnam.
Okay.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so good deal. Barry is a winner with charts. You see, it's just that easy. All right, so let's see what Bonnie and Butternut thinks about those countries. What do you think, Bonnie?
France and Sweden, but I guess France isn't in the running.
Well, not necessarily. See, I'm not going to tell you unless you get both of them.
France and Sweden.
Nope.
Are we right?
Nope.
Nope.
If you think of something else, you call me back.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Rolly, we're going to do movie trivia with Lisa in Dundee in moments, and you're going to have your first bumper stumper. Oh, it's easy. Yeah, I gave you a gift starting out, so we'll see how you do coming up on WGN Radio. James, and well, that's a gift. That's our first bumper stumper. Of course, it's too early to ask you what it has in common with anything else you played, but yeah, someone played, but you should recognize it. Yes, 1982. Who was that? All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh and Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Good. How's our favorite DJ?
Well, I'm alive and I'm upright, so I guess it's the most I can ask.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say one quick thing. Last week you were talking about Shirley Booth.
Yeah.
And was that by, is that a movie that you actually saw, Come Back, Little Sheba?
No, I'm just very well aware of it because it's what was so known for. And like I say, never saw the movie, but I saw Hazel and she was on her hands and knees underneath the dining room table. Come back, Little Sheba. And I thought she must have ad-libbed that. It was hilarious.
She was so good in that. And yeah. My mom and I had the pleasure of meeting her. We vacationed on the beach in Cape Cod when I was 11.
Ah.
And she was on the beach, and we walked over and chatted with her. She was very nice, and she won all the awards for that movie, which absolutely deserved. And she did the play first before the movie.
Yeah.
So.
And later did a great job with that sitcom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd never know if you literally watched the movie and then watched Hazel.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
You wouldn't even think it's the same person.
Right, right. That's,
she did such an amazing job in that movie.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right.
I got my thinking cap on.
Well, good. Let's see what we can do here for you and make sure that we're not giving you World War II planes. That's Dawn coming up. Here we go.
That would be cruel.
All right. The final scenes in the 1942 movie Mrs. Minerva were in a bombed-out church during the funeral of Carol Minerva. What did the attendees sing at the funeral as the RAF fighter planes could be seen overhead flying the V formation?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so funny because I've never seen this movie, but when it said...
No, I think I've seen it once, and I'm not going to ever remember what song they sang.
Well, here's the thing. Let me help you a little. Here's the thing. The first song I thought of, given the setting, is exactly what they were singing.
Okay, so they were. It was in a nod to her, but it was at the end of the war. Is that what you
said? Well, 42. No, the RAF fighter planes were flying overhead in a V formation to engage the Luftwaffe. So you know you got this war going on behind this funeral, and they're singing.
Uh huh. Good Lord. I have no idea. Is it an American song, or is it a...
Yeah, I think it was the 1900s, as far as I know it was America, but I don't know. It could have been...
Is it a well-known song?
Well, yeah, especially if you're Baptist, but not only.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I know there's probably people screaming at the radio. Right
I think
now,
so.
I have no idea.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
so much for my thinking cap.
Yeah, when I read that question, the first thing I said, oh, man, it's got to be Onward, Christian soldiers. And it was. So I thought, well, I'll
and
try.
And you never see movies, and here
no,
I am. With
no. But, but I just, it seemed like the great juxtaposition. You know, if
it's
I was
a good, gonna, it's a good question. I like to be challenged.
Well, good.
Sure.
Good. Well,
but, I'm on a 3-week losing streak.
Oh
here,
no!
So.
Well, we'll have to be kind. Yeah. Have to be kind next week.
Next Monday, maybe.
Yes, yeah. It'll be Labor Day. So
like,
yes.
Who starred in Come Back, Little Sheba? That would be a good question.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. And what was Sheba? No. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that I know.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you on Labor Day.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good week.
You too. And yes, Labor Day Monday next week, it'll be a live show for 3 hours, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, so, onward, Christian soldiers. All right, so, there was something I saw on television. It was one of those things where you're just walking by the TV, and it wasn't even my TV, and it was some kind of either movie or documentary. It must have been a movie. It couldn't have been a documentary, but I don't know. On Harry Houdini, and the woman who I guess played his wife or love interest was Sally Struthers. And I walked by the TV, and she breaks into Onward, Christian Soldiers. And I guess it was because Harry Houdini's mother was celebrating Yom Kippur or something. But I remember that saying, well, there's a novel just because... Yes, all right. So, Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley. Good evening. Happy Monday, Trivia Night.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I think I've told you, you know, I play a lot of hockey. I just love being fit, you know, this whole time playing hockey with all these young kids. But I finally won this after 3 years. Me and my son finally won this big B-League championship thing in Naperville, Aurora, Illinois.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun last week. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Now, we're talking ice hockey?
Yeah, it's this thing called the Chelios Cup, and my team, we finally did it this summer with my kid home from college and some other college or ex-college kids helping out some old guys.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like an organized gang fight to me. I wouldn't want chance that. So
it de-stresses us from present-day modern age of worries that we have.
And keeps dentists busy coast to coast.
Well, ever since I was a kid, I've been wearing a cage, and I've been able to file. I haven't had any trouble so far
with that, or
injuries like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was talking about hockey with John over the weekend because I remember back in the 70s, American hockey teams were a money-losing proposition. And I worked at stations that had two of them. One was when I was in Indiana, they had had the Racers, the Indiana Racers. And I remember this team was doing so poorly that there was a telethon for them to raise money to get people to go to the games. And it wasn't much better in Cincinnati with the Stingers. I'm sure that both teams were quickly out of existence. But now, when I look at the lineup, there's a healthy lineup of teams. They must be making some money.
Yeah, there's a lot of leagues, a lot of, you know, junior leagues and a lot of semi-pro, and it doesn't have to just be the NHL, but you're absolutely right. It was a growth by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you what a difference 50 years makes. So, all right.
Yep.
World War II trivia, airplanes, you ready?
As much as I'll try to be, yeah.
What fighter was the choice of General Claire Chennault's AVG in China before the U.S. and Japan went to war?
Oh, Raleigh,
this is a good question. Now, by the way, 81% of the respondents answered it correctly. But hang on a minute. I'm going to give you plenty of time to think about it. So stay right where you are.
Yeah. I'll tell you all about that story.
Okay, so General Claire Chennault had a favorite fighter. What was it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? That's our second bumper stumper. Yeah, 1956 on Herald. Always been one of my favorites. Yes, you should see the look on people's faces when you're filling up your car with that blaring out the windows in Sydney, Nebraska. Nonetheless, I always liked it. But so who is she? Yes, a recognizable too, not obscure. So 888-876-5593. We're getting back to World War II, don't you know, with Don and Beloit. And we're visiting Claire, that's right, the general, and General Claire Chennault. And we're asking what fighter was his choice in China before the U.S. and Japan went to war.
That's great. That's great stuff. At P40, of course, the Curtis Wright Tomahawk. It's also called the Kitty Hawk or War Hawk.
Absolutely.
The P40.
Yeah, heavily armed with 650 caliber machine guns. And now, of course, it couldn't turn without the climb, Japanese Zero Zen, whatever that is. However, it could be a tremendous beating. It could take one and keep on flying.
I always like little stories to give you, you know, but it was produced in Buffalo, of course, which was where I grew up, and I always just adored the P-40. It's just such a beautiful plane. Of course, they painted the shark's front, you know, on it, which became the most famous flying, the Flying Tigers.
Yes,
you know,
that's exactly right.
The Flying
Tigers, yes, that shark's eyes and mouth there, including the teeth. Yes, that's 100% right.
So these planes would have the Chinese flower, light blue emblem for the, you know, the national government of China. And it also have a tiger on the side as part of its, insignia. And then later, these guys were all rolled into the U.S. Air Corps as World War II starts, but for so many years, just holding on hope that they could just stop the Chinese onslaught with a few handful of planes and some, you know, crazy Americans, you know, old and young, that were like the Bad News Bears, you know, headed over there to they all were paid in gold, and they, no one had any hope that this experiment was gonna be successful. So for every win in combat, the pilots would get gold. In wartime, it's probably the best currency, of course. So they had a lot of incentive. But Claire, probably one of the most famous Louisiana alumni ever lived. Certainly a famous Louisiana. And what a life! What a great autobiography. I was about 12 years old when I read it, and many other biographies that spit out of all the many, many pilots that were famous aces that grew out of it. God Is My Co-Pilot, one of the most famous biographies for pilots in general, but out of World War II. One of his pilots, I think his name was Scott. That was made into a movie a little bit after the war as well. But that's famous, another famous book. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I love
talking about the P-40.
That's great. That's
airplane.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. God Is My Co-Pilot. That was a black and white from the mid 40s. And yes, Robert Lee Scott was the author.
I happen to know, you know, as a guy, that there's a lot of countries that have a lot more women than men, you know, like it's generally 50-50 across the world, but several countries are much more skewed female to male ratio. You know, like Brazil, for example, is one. It's got more women than men. But your question on the cigarette smoking, right?
Yes, and only 5 countries in the world do women smokers outnumber men.
I'm going to go Balkan on you. Is it Montenegro, Serbia? Would Montenegro, Serbia be one pair?
Nope.
Okay, well, I thought that might be...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
Well, I appreciate your call and have a great show.
Okay. Hang on, let's confirm that address. You know your planes.
Okay.
You know, good old Chenault, so don't go away. All right, so absolutely. Now, the tobacco question, like I say, over a billion men worldwide smoke cigarettes, which is a lot more than women, but only in 5 countries do women outnumber men. Name 2 of them. And I'm not sure that you guys are going to be too good at this, so I'll take 1 at this point. I'll take 1. And then I've got another question. So far, it's not the Balkans. All right, 888-876-5593. Just name 1 where women smokers outnumber men. Yeah. Like I say, I think 2 of them you absolutely know. The other 3, I'm not sure you can find on a map. But 2 of them are certainly good enough. And, you get those and we just move directly on because it's difficult and I know it. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. And, of course, we've got another bumper stumper coming up, so you've gotten two so far. You've guessed none of them, so I'm not sure that you'll ever guess the theme, but you just never know. And if you know something about anything, you can be a winner on trivia because you select the categories. And I know somewhere I've got all of Johnny D's hominids to go over because I know he'll be asking. But whatever it is that you are asking, we certainly can do it to it. In the meantime, here we are on Monday, the 28th of August. And Carol, who does Divine Show Prep, tells me what's going on. So I was just looking at all the different possibilities. And Gene Allison would be 89 tomorrow. You can make it if you try. Yeah. Born in Pegram, which is by Nashville. Grew up in Nashville. And Michael Jackson would have been 65 tomorrow. Man, time flies, doesn't it? Yeah, died in 2009. Cardiac arrest, just 50. John Perkins of the Crew Cuts turned 92 this week. And actually, his brother Ray, who was the bass singer, he's going to turn 91 in November, and the others are no longer with us. But Danny Serafin had a birthday today. Happy, happy birthday, Danny. Born in 1948 in Chicago. And, of course, drummer for Chicago, 67 to 90. So, in fact, Chicago dedicated the 3500 block of North Normandy Avenue on the Northwest as Honorary Danny Serafin Way. Yeah, good. And that was in 2015. Yeah, it was on this date in 1956 that Alan Freed was presenting the 10-day rock and roll spectacular. And those shows were just great. They were all-day shows. This was the Brooklyn Paramount. Fats Domino and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers were the headliners, but many others. Also 1959, Dick Clark's Saturday Night Show, the Beech Nut Show. Tab Hunter and the Diamonds and Johnny Horton and Connie Stevens and the Four Preps. Yeah. Jimmy Clanton was on American Bandstand this week in 1962. And what else do we have? Well, hopefully your call. So if you know something about anything, well, you will be a winner. In the meantime, if you know where women smokers outnumber men smokers, well, by all means, let me know. All right, so I think we're going to hear from a first-time caller, so I'll wait to do anything else because I know if we don't get to them right away, they lose patience and go away. So, as I said, I'll tell you if you get either of them at this point. And I believe that Steve is a first-time caller in Chicago. So, Steve, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you. Hello, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Just fine, thanks.
So what do you think?
Well, I came prepared with two, so I'm going to give you two. Serbia and Denmark.
Neither, but one of them is close and one of them isn't.
Oh, boy.
If you think of something else, you call me back. It's great to hear from you, Steve.
Well, enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. Again, if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy. It's a replay. Don't call. If it's Monday night, trundle to the phone right now. That's right. Monday, August 28th, actually, at 10:46 p.m., 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Girl, how was I to know when I first met you, all the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane, and falling into your love I came.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your third bumper stumper. Nobody's taken a guess at any of them yet. I can tell you they do have something in common with each other, and that's a little obscure, but as far as who the group is, well, none of these people are obscure. Nothing I'm playing tonight is obscure as far as artists, I promise you. So with that in mind, who are they? And we'll say 1972. All right. Now, with that in mind, we have our question, and we'll move up. Along, and you know, I realize we'll probably move along quickly because I think that this is probably easily searchable, but I don't know. We determined last week that over a billion men worldwide smoke cigarettes, but only five countries in the world women outnumber men at smoking. And I said name two, but at this point I'll just take one either way, and then we'll move on. Marianne in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, well, I called him to take a guess at the trivia, but then I heard the bumper stumper, and I'm thinking that's the Whispers?
It is the Whispers on Janice in 1972.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, good. Well, we have a winner on that. You're our first bumper guess, and right you are. All right, shall we move over to these smokers? Yellow, don't
yeah,
drop. Yeah, sounds like you dropped the phone. But
you said there were the top five, right?
Yeah, top five.
Is Bulgaria one of them?
No.
Okay, how about a country called Nauru?
Nauru not only is one of them, but Nauru, more people per capita smoke in Nauru than anywhere in the world. And,
wow.
Yeah, and yes, women outnumber men in Nauru. Now, unless you were flying Air Mike and you got lost, why would you know Nauru?
Well, I watch a lot of reality shows, and a lot of them are abroad.
Wait a minute. Those Survivor shows went to Nauru? Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
90 Day Fiancés and...
Oh, my God.
Find Me a Match Abroad, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Well, for individuals who aren't watching these shows, Nauru is technically in Micronesia, but it's a very small island, truly in the middle of absolutely nowhere, maybe 12,000 people on it. So, yeah. But Air Micronesia flies there.
Wasn't Survivor was in Micronesia one time, wasn't it?
How the hell would I know? I've never seen it, but it sounds like the kind of thing they would do.
I mean, they get to go to some really tropical paradises, but
or
I wouldn't want to have to. I'd rather be in at least a 4-star hotel than
no, yeah.
The way they live.
I've seen promos for it, and tropical paradise, my rear patootie, more like hellhole. There'd be absolutely no way I would do that.
Well, they're in such a remote area of wherever they are.
Oh, well, the whole thing, the whole concept, it's you know.
I mean, they were in the South Pacific at one time, and it's just beautiful.
There's no depth to what people will do for money.
I know.
It's all...
Oh, you know what? Before I forget, you got a wonderful shout-out today on John Williams' show.
Oh, yeah?
I just caught part of it. Somebody was on there. They were talking something about music. And John Williams was like, well, I'm not, you know, an expert. He goes, but if you want to hear everything about anything in music, listen from 10 to 1 to a Raleigh show on our station.
Oh, isn't he nice? That's so not true, because my knowledge is vast, but the amount of genres is so small. You know, I know my obscure R&B oldies and my Brazilian sambas, you know, things like that. But, man, classical, I wouldn't know it if it fell on me.
No, they weren't talking about
classical. But you know what I mean.
You know more than the average person, Raleigh.
Well,
so.
not about a lot of things, but about the stuff I like, yes. We were earlier, got a hamburger at some joint that had oldies on, and it was, you know, probably one of those streaming services. And each time the song came on, he said, oh, John would say, okay, who was that? And of course, I'd get it in two notes, and I say, you got to remember there are hits.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't hard. I'm going to know 50s and 60s hits. So.
Yeah. Well, me too. Okay, when in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, my grandmother had a tavern, a neighborhood tavern, with a jukebox, okay?
Yes.
It had a family restaurant in the back, and when my mother would take us over, they'd say, could I have money for the jukebox?
Yeah.
She'd give me a dollar.
Whoa.
And songs were 3 for a quarter.
Yes.
And the deal I had to make with her was, do not play Dirty Water for all the quarters you're putting in there.
Oh, jeez. Well, I wouldn't have played Dirty Water for any of them, that's for sure. But, you know, my problem is I probably would pick all flip sides.
Well, you know, when I was 14 years old, one of my girlfriends had an older brother. he hung out with some guys from the boys' home in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And they were brothers, okay?
Yeah.
When we go to the park, her brother would say, let me hold your radio, because he knew every time I go to the park, I'd bust my radio.
Right.
So we were brought on up on WVON, WGRT,
yeah.
LaDonna with your tittle in the middle, Steve Harvey, Herbie,
yeah.
Baby Kent, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. My father had albums in the house of everything from Oklahoma to Where the Wild Geese Goes, and I used to play those in the basement and roller skate to them. And don't even talk at my grandfather's house when Mahalia Jackson was on.
Oh, all right. Well, good.
We had to go. We went down in the basement so we could talk and play, and the grown-ups all watched Mahalia.
Well, there you are. All right, good deal. Well, you're a winner. Don't go away, Marianne.
Oh, okay.
All right, so, and we have 2 more hours of trivia coming up, and John said stop talking now, but no, actually, I have about 30 seconds to talk, so if it's Friday night, it's a replay. Please don't call. If it's Monday night, we got 2 more hours of this, and your participation is mandatory. Go to the phone now, 888-876-5593. And next hour, we'll move on from these countries. But yes, Nauru is number one, but that was one of the ones you couldn't find on a map. Two of them you absolutely do know as far as where do women smokers outnumber men. So we'll pick it up there with another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music gotta be that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework, clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash those dishes. I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's a bumper stumper for you. 1958. Who is he, and what is he in common with the Whispers and the other two we played that haven't been gotten as well? And winner, if you just know who it is, and if you know the theme, even better. Now, then we have our straggler that I've put out there, and that's only in 5 countries in the world do women smokers outnumber men. We've already discovered Nauru is the number one place. Yeah, well, 2 of them are places you can find easily on a map. And in fact, we've had somebody call and guess one of them when I was asking for 2, but I gave up. Now I'll just take one. So feel free to call back or go ahead and nominate your own. And if you don't like my question, I can see why you might not, and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. You know something about something. And Aaron, a first-time caller, and we'll find out where Aaron is in a moment, wants his own category. So, Aaron, where are you?
I'm in southern Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, listening tonight.
Very nice. Like Bloomington, or how far south?
Further south than that. I'm in Farmington right now,
But
I'm heading back to Burnsville. So a little bit, yeah, just a little further south of Bloomington. Sure.
Okay, sure. Well, good, good, good. So did you grow up listening to WDGY?
Oh, I did. Yeah, yeah, it was at 11:30 on the dial. In fact, it's funny you mentioned Bloomington, because it used to be right off of I-35W south of downtown in Bloomington, which is now a bunch of townhomes. And WDGY was there, the earlier mid-80s.
Yeah, I know, everything's going away. Well, all right, so then you wanted charts from I guess probably this week in 1978.
Yeah, let's go with 1978. Yeah,
all right, well, this week in 1978 on Ouija, the number one song was Grease.
Oh yeah, Frankie Valli.
Yes.
Four Seasons.
Yes. Number two, Three Times a Lady.
That would be the Commodores.
Yes. Number three, Miss You.
Oh, boy, Miss You. The Rolling Stones.
Yes. Number four, Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Oh, yes. A Taste of Honey.
Yes. Number five, Hot Blooded.
Oh, that was Foreigner.
Yeah. Number six, Love Will Find a Way.
Love will find a way. I'm trying to think of it in my head now.
Yeah, because it's the
old. I was hoping you'd keep us together, but it's not that. No, Love Will Find a Way. Oh, boy. Might stump me on that one.
Is it Peter Frampton? No, it is a male vocal, and it was on A&M, and it's probably the only record you can name by him.
Oh, boy. Love Will Find a Way. Oh, boy.
Well, you hate yourself. It was Pablo Cruz.
Oh, Pablo. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Number seven, Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah,
Never one like her.
I got nauseous just saying that title. All right, number eight, Magnet and Steel.
Walter Egan.
Yes. Number nine, An Everlasting Love. Ugh.
This will be an everlasting love.
He had famous brothers.
Oh boy, this will be.
He shared
Carl Carlton.
No, An Everlasting Love. He had famous brothers, and he shared their last name.
Oh, Andy Gibb.
Thank you. Number 10, Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Think Disco, Last Dance.
Yeah. Donna Summer.
And we have a winner. You got enough of them. You're a winner.
Awesome. Great.
All right. Now, the prizes aren't worth the postage, and it takes me forever to mail them, but before the end of the year, you'll get a certificate and something else not worth having. So,
okay.
Hang on a minute. We'll get your address, and thank you, Aaron. I hope you're going to call me again.
Well, I'll listen again. I definitely will. Oh, by the way, quick thing about John Williams. He used to be on WCCO up here. So when you said John Williams, yeah. I said, I know exactly who that is.
Yes,
he actually
yes.
left here for WTN a few years back, maybe 5, 6, 7 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, no,
so.
I remember. Yeah, CCO, it's funny. I applied to work there in the 70s, and at that time, the newest member of the staff was Howard Viken. He had already been on the air 26 years.
Oh, wow.
And
well,
I thought, they'll never hire me. But I had fun anyway.
Definitely not like it was in the old days. I remember the 70s and 80s, the stations, they're just not the same anymore, but at least Chicago's kept pretty good quality. So it's not, nice when I can listen to you at night when it comes in.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. CCO was so strong, they even beat the television ratings. And I remember Todd Storrs, who owned WDGY, he made up a word. He said, I'm not trying to be number one. I want to be number 1. He had a 2 that he made into a 1 because he said, I concede number 1. Let's just forget they're on the dial and go for the next one. That's how strong they were. So, all right.
There you go.
Hang on, don't go away.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Absolutely, thank you.
Yeah, so, all right, the Twin Tundras checks in. Of course, in summer, yeah, other than the mosquitoes, it's a lovely place to be. All right, so we put Aaron on hold, and we will hopefully, well, Johnny D wants his hominins. Of course he does. James in Oregon's going to guess on our countries. Women outnumber men in the smoking category. All right, so James in Oregon, what do you think?
Good evening. I got a couple countries I'm thinking. China or India?
Neither.
Either?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right. Got any other guesses?
No.
All right.
You know how hard that was to get to come up with those two.
Yeah, well.
And then you got that other country, what, Nauru?
Yeah, Nauru, N-A-U-R-U, Nauru.
Where's that at?
It's in Micronesia. It's this little island in the middle of nowhere, and the only reason I've ever heard of it is I had a friend who used to fly for Air Mike.
Oh.
So.
Okay. All right.
Well, hang on.
I'm going to put the radio back up and listen to it.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Hey. All right. So, And we'll get to Johnny D. We'll get to you too. We'll get to another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Don't ask me for 24 hours. Loving a married man, I'm no fool. You can't fulfill her love and my love too. You see, honey, I found a love that's real, a man I could see every day, a love I can feel. Oh, we've been doing it. It's ducking and dodging. Not gonna be your backstreet woman. That's where we always have to meet. You know I'm so tired of hiding from all my friends. She's your wife and she loves you. They're your children and they need you. Talker, you stole my love, but you're never gonna make me cry. I've had my share of a one-night love affair.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, who is that? Obviously a little upset there. So there's your bumper stumper, and that would be, I believe, 1975, I believe, on Chelsea. So who is she? 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. And as distraught as she sounds, there is a record you absolutely know that she did. That wasn't it. All right, so 888-876-5593, Johnny D. in Ohio. How's it going tonight, Johnny D.?
Well, how's it going? I'm tired, but I think you know, your question had me thinking about the smoking women more countries.
Okay,
whatever it is.
Okay,
and I'm thinking maybe one of them might be Cuba.
Nope,
it's not Cuba.
Nope.
All right, how about, could I get some more guesses?
Yeah, sure. Take a couple more.
All right. What was that other one I was going to say? Wait a minute. What the heck? Oh, Bangladesh?
Nope.
How about, that's why I'm going to Kathmandu?
Nope.
Remember that?
Yeah, not
Kathmandu. Kathmandu?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then, where are my guesses? Cuba. I thought it was Cuba because they smoke, roll a lot of cigars over there. The women sit there.
By the way,
and they smoke them.
Kathmandu is not a city. It's the capital of Nepal, and we can rule Nepal out.
Darn it. I was thinking of Nepal, too.
Yeah, so Kathmandu is a city, not a country. Yeah, just like the
Well,
guest
over
pass.
There, you could do whatever you want to do.
I guess. Hear
that song?
Yes. So, we're moving on to hominids, aren't we?
I guess so. Right. Go ahead. All I'm right. tired. So.
Right. Our favorite Cro-Magnons. Well, After 40,000 years ago, with the onset of the Heinrich event, you remember that, we talked about that. Well, then a new group evolved, replacing the Neanderthals and their Mousterian culture. What's the new group? By the way, the new group was replaced by the Gravettians. So,
all right, say it again, not the whole thing.
We're trying to figure out who was between the Neanderthals and the Gravettians.
Who was between the Neanderthals and the Gravettian tool culture?
Yes. And they became quite prevalent and extending until 29,000 years ago. Why they went extinct is certainly a question that a lot of people are still arguing.
Well,
but there are tools of this culture that were identified as late as 15,000 years ago, but by then the Gravettians had already kind of taken over.
Well, who, between the Neanderthals, after the Neanderthals.
Yes.
And then they were.
So let's put them in the Danube Valley.
Okay. Danube Valley. And you're not looking for a tool or type of tool culture, are you?
No, I'm just looking for a name like Rivetian or Neanderthal. This is like Mousterian. You know, what would this be? So between Mousterian and Gravettian, you have this.
Okay, Solutrian.
Nope. The Aurignacian.
Son of a gun.
And you've heard of them, too.
Yeah, I've heard of the Aurignacian. Yeah. Well, what did I say, Solutrian?
Yeah.
Well, where's that at? Is that after, before, in the middle?
Well, I'm not sure. Of course, I just read these words, and they might as well be in Swahili. But we've got things like the Zelotian. I don't know what that is. Developed from the Bohunician, or the.
These are things some of them I didn't hear. Really. Yeah, most of them other ones are kind of like the tool, the way they made their their tools. You know, their stone. Arrowheads and stuff like that.
Yeah, but no, definitely between Neanderthals and their Mousetarian culture and the Gravettian culture was the Aurignacian culture, which we know was there, but there is a lot of dissent about why they went extinct or how.
The Aurignacian. Yeah.
It's also,
I remember reading about it.
Also unclear because some wonder how the Gravettian originated because it diverges strongly from the Aurignacian and therefore may not have descended from it. But regardless, genetic evidence shows the Aurignacian bloodlines went extinct. That's all.
I guess.
Well, it's only because they haven't found the latest skeleton.
Very good. You got me again.
Well, I'm proud of myself. You'll win next week, I know. Thanks. Appreciate it, Johnny.
All right. Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Carrot in Madison is going to take a guess on our country here. Well, one of our countries. Yes, where women smokers outnumber men. So what do you think, Karen?
Spain?
Nope.
Can I have a couple more guesses?
Go for it.
Cuba?
Nope.
Portugal?
Nope.
Iceland?
Nope. All right, call me back if you think more. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, so, so far the only one we've gotten is Nauru. And there are four left, and two of them I don't know that you can find on a map, though you probably heard of them. The other two you are familiar with. So those are your questions, and we're looking for countries where women smokers outnumber men. All right, so we'll pick it up right there, right here in moments on WGN Radio.
Oh, everybody.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there's something about that song. It just misses being a great song, and I'm not sure why, but it, you know, with some changes, and I don't know what they'd be, that could have been a killer record. But even as it is, it's more than half-baked anyway. So 1970, who is that? All right, 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. And yeah, so we have five countries where women smokers outnumber men. Nauru is one, and I think we got another one, but I'm not sure if we. I think we did. Somebody guessed another one. Well, anyway, there's you know, four from which to choose, and I'll tell you if you're right, and then we'll move on to another question. Since clearly I've completely lost control of this one, but let's see. Karen in Madison, I believe, was guessing, so I think that we said goodbye to Karen. And yeah, actually, it's halfway through the show. If I've lost control of it now, I've done pretty good. All right, so yeah, it's kind of like that. All right, Brian and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I hope you're doing well.
I don't know anymore, Brian, but that's all right. We're going to do charts, are we?
Yes, please.
All right.
May I try, August 28th, 1970, please?
Absolutely. All right. Number one, War.
Edwin Starr.
Yeah. Number two, Make It With You. Come on, you know this. Make It With You. I know you know this.
No, I don't.
Bread. David Gates' group.
Well, I wasn't a big fan of Bread.
Well,
myself,
no, I'm not a big fan of any of these. But number three, They Long to Be Close to You.
Carpenters.
Yeah. Number four, In the Summertime.
Was in on, the Summertime.
Yeah, that was a great little record. It was on Janice. It had a Caribbean feel.
The Summertime.
Yeah.
Oh, Mungo Jerry?
Yes, Mungo Jerry. Yes, absolutely right. All right. Number five, Spill the Wine.
Oh, Eric Burden and War.
Yeah. Number six, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, I'm Yours.
Stevie Wonder.
Number seven, Patches, I'm Dependent on You, Son.
Clarence Carter.
Yeah. Number eight, If You Let Me Make Love to You, Then Why Can't I Touch You?
Uh-oh. I know this song.
Yeah, it was on Columbia.
I don't know that one. I don't want to waste time.
He also did One Man Band. And Ronnie Dyson.
I wouldn't have got that.
Number nine, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ain't no
valley low
enough. Would that be
keep me from getting to you?
Would that be oh Lord, I don't.
Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson wrote it.
Yeah. Would that be okay? You know, with Motown, they could have different people doing it. You know.
Yes, that's usually the way.
let me think. Would that be Diana Ross and the Supremes?
It would be Diana Ross without the Supremes. I'll take it.
Oh,
number
10,
25 or 6 to 4?
Chicago.
Yep. All right. Well, you certainly got about 70%. That passes, so you're a winner. Hang on.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thank you. So we put Brian on hold, and let's see. What are we doing? Well, a few things, actually, now that I think about it. But John and Waukegan's going to take a guess on our bumper. What'd you hear you know?
I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but that sounded like Billy Stewart.
No.
That 1970?
No, it wasn't.
No, okay.
But it is somebody you know, I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, well, like that and a song like that, yeah. I'm quite sure I do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Think of it, call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it, John. All right, so, yes, not Billy Stewart. All right. Think more in line of Nashville. All right, so let's see. What does Stacy from Algonquin think? Stacy, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, well, good. You're sounding good.
Thank you. I'm going to try the question.
Okay.
I'm going to say Israel.
No. Got any other guesses?
Egypt.
No.
And it's a country out there that...
Well, like I said, there's four countries. Two of them you definitely know. The other two, I don't know if you'll know or not. You probably can't find them. But two of them for sure you'll know.
Let's see.
So, yeah, two of them are in the Nauru category, where no one in their right mind should know, unless they're flying Air Mike. But the other two you should know.
Pakistan?
No. Give me one more.
Let's see. Jordan.
Nope. All right.
Can I have another question?
And what would that be?
I am going to take a that girl question, but I want the question to be about, like, her parents.
Okay, well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. Okay. And I'll try to find Marlo Thomas's parents in that girl, that is. And we will do that. I told you can have your own category. You can even be specific. I told you that, too. So we're going to prove it coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Gonna show, but my darling, I got to go. Nevertheless, I say, you got me waiting.
Sitting in the park, waiting for you.
Yes, I'm sitting on the bench with my back against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I say you got me waiting.
Sitting in the park, waiting for you.
Why, 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 why?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1980 on Arista. I remember this so well because I was working at a radio station in Los Angeles doing mornings, and the program director had all these, you know, wimpy white adult contemporary records he's had. So I'd get in about 4 in the morning, since I was part of the morning show, and I'd go through the rejects. And I found this, and because I'd play them all, you know, and I thought, this is the best record ever. Of course he'll never play it. Not a chance. But it instantly became one of my faves and was a pretty good-sized hit, too. In fact, this group had some very good-sized hits. So a lot of their career was done redoing Billy Stewart songs. In fact, I'd say more often than not, this group redid Billy Stewart. But I think that John in Waukegan knows who they are. So, John, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I was just listening... That's a Billy Stewart song, but I was thinking it was Billy Stewart.
It was a group that made their entire career covering Billy Stewart records.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you think
I knew that was one of his songs, but yeah. I got thrown off there. Got carried down memory lane.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So now let's get back to Stacy here, who hopefully I didn't disconnect. You're still with us, Stacy? Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
So this is a tough one, but it's definitely we're going to talk about Anne Marie's parents, because what's interesting is that on the pilot, the individual who played Lou Marie was I'm going to ask you who he was, but he also was Howard Cunningham in the pilot of Happy Days, and eventually he did become the TV dad as Martin Morgenstern on Rhoda. So who was he?
Oh, let's see.
So yeah, Lou Marie, and then he did the pilot and was Howard Cunningham, and then he got Martin Morgenstern on Rhoda.
All right, his original name.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
he had the same name as a financier from the late 1800s. He's not that guy. But his father was a well-known, the financier's father was a well-known guy. So that may give you a last name for you, because he had the same exact name. So.
Let's see. I can see his face.
Yeah.
I know the name and that girl. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and he's a character actor.
Yeah. And he also was on The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And but he was Martin Morgenstern and Rhoda, and he was on The Golden Girls for 7 years. And
Oh my gosh.
He very often played well-dressed men. He regularly played Jewish characters or grandfathers.
Right.
And his father was a postal worker in Schenectady, Louis Goldstein. I can say that because that's not the name he used. So it wasn't Goldstein. But it was fairly, I won't say fairly close, but it was, you know. So I'm trying to think. He was a prosecutor in The Virginian in like 1962. And then he did some TV stuff as well. Harper, you know, Paul Newman, and, you know, The Yellow Canary, Rod Serling, Mamie, Alfred Hitchcock. He was in all that. He would appear in everything from Dennis the Menace to The Twilight Zone. You know, you're right. He's a character actor, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
but he was the original role of Marlo Thomas's father in That Girl. The role that Lou Parker ultimately got.
He was Lou Marie.
Yes.
What was his? I can see his face. Oh,
yep.
Good grief.
Yeah, gray hair. Yep.
Yep.
And he was born in 2010. And, and died in 2010. I'm sorry, born in 1923 and died in 2010.
Oh, my gosh. I know I'm going to get mad at myself, but I can't think of his original name.
He was in The Sting. He played Kid Twist in The Sting. He was in the Woody Allen film Love and Death. But for television sitcoms, probably only as Martin Morgenstern would you know him. Though, like I say, he was the original Howard Cunningham, but they passed over him. And I can see why, considering what they wanted Howard Cunningham to be like. But he would have made a perfectly fine Lou, but he didn't get it. Trying to think of something else I can tell you about him. But, yeah, he was just worked continually.
I know, he was a big character actor.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. And he was Rose's suitor in The Golden Girls. And Yeah.
Rose's suitor in The Golden, and I watched The Golden Girls.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he played Miles Weber.
Miles, oh gosh. I'm going to get mad at myself.
Yeah.
But I can't remember.
His name was Harold Gould.
Harold Gould.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Harold
that
Gould.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, it should. This guy's credits are unbelievable, you know. It's the kind of thing where you wouldn't not think of him like as a very big actor, like everybody knows his name, but he probably worked more than all the names we know put together.
Oh, right. And I know when I watched Rhoda, she had a different father when I watched Rhoda and the other shows.
Oh, he wasn't always Mr. Morgenstern?
No. Rhoda had a different father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I got him here under as far as Wikipedia, it says he was Rhoda's father. So... Gosh, I'm looking in the, no.
Maybe I didn't want. Maybe I could have. Maybe not watched all of the episodes.
Maybe, but no,
it's all right.
He's the only one listed for Rhoda's father. So if there's another one, I don't know. But when he was 86 years old in 2010, and he died in his obit, they said Rhoda's father has died.
You know, maybe I didn't watch the rest of the episodes. That's what I'm thinking.
Probably. But yeah.
That's okay. That's all right.
But it was a good question.
Yeah. No, I think it's good to talk to you.
Always. We'll do it later in the week, I hope.
Yes. You
okay.
Take care.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Raleigh.
All right. So, yes, it's Harold Gould. And, like I say, there was another Harold Gould who was Jay Gould's son, and Jay Gould was one of those, you know, turn of the last century, like late 1800s, fat cats. Boy, was he. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh, and Karen is in Madison. So, Karen, what's happening? Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, I just want to say I hope Stacy's feeling better.
I think so.
Sri Lanka?
No.
No. How about one more?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Greece?
Nope, not Greece.
Not Greece.
Now, like I say, at the beginning of the show, someone guessed one of them, and maybe it was you. So what were your original guesses?
Trinidad?
Nope.
Or maybe I didn't say that.
It's not.
I said Portugal.
Not
I said
Portugal.
Spain.
No. I guess it wasn't
Chile.
You.
Chile.
Nope, not Chile.
Chile?
Nope, not Chile.
No, I guess I'm out of the running.
All right, if you think of something else, call me back.
Montenegro.
No, not Montenegro either.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And we'll get to Mark and Aurora, who wants his original Star Trek trivia. I've already got it picked out. And James on the South Side wants World War II trivia, and we'll come up with something for him as well. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up, from 1959. And there is a theme here. And this should be somewhat apparent to you. These are all well-known artists. You're saying I'll be the judge of that. Yeah, I understand that. And I don't know when I'll ask you another question, but I think I probably at some point I'll be motivated to. But the deal is you can have your own category, and it can be absolutely anything that you would like. And then we will pick it up there for the final hour of trivia. I'm trying to watch the clock, and I do terribly at this, but Bob is taking care of me tonight, and I don't want all manner of hell to descend on him if I blow the brakes. So I am padding for time, as they say, and right, rather than walking all over it. All right, so if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and don't call, because I won't answer. You'll get voicemail, and you'll be very frustrated. I have lots of messages from people who are, why aren't you answering the phone? Because it's Friday, and we're not live. But on Monday night, operators are standing by. Okay, John is sitting by, and he'll take your call right now. This is about to be Tuesday, August 29th, but the night of Monday, August 28th, and that's 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Oh, sweet little kiss when we embrace. A pretty little smile that's always on your face. Some cute little shoes to make your feet look neat. Some pretty little dances up from your little feet. And that's all.
That's all.
Well, that's all.
That's all
I want.
That's all I want.
A pretty little wiggle, baby, when you walk. A pretty little giggle, baby, when you talk. A pretty little wrinkle, baby, in your smile. A pretty little twinkle, baby, in your eyes. That's all. Well, that's all. All I want. Well, a pretty little dress to make you show your size. A cute little smirk that's rid of all of the guys.
That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that should be obvious. Who is that? There's your bumper stumper. And what does he have in common with everybody else we've played so far tonight? Those are your bumper stumpers. Your question, of course, I'm surprised we're still doing it. But if you're interested, I'm interested. Only 5 countries in the world do women smokers outnumber men smokers. And we've discovered that Nauru is one of them. In fact, more smokers per capita on Nauru than anywhere else. There are 4 other countries. 2 of them you'll know. 2 of them you probably won't. Or you may know them, but you probably can't find them on a map. But 2 of them you absolutely know, and as I say, at the beginning of the show, when I was hoping you'd get 2 at a time, someone did come up with one of them, and I didn't properly recognize them. So if that person will call back, they'll win if they remember what it was. All right, so I know, clear as mud, just like the show. Mark in Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, well, the tropospheric tunnels are all gone.
Well, that's the way it is. But you know, summer is summer is not over. Summer is not over.
I'm gonna guess a smoking country. Is one of them Farsi?
No, we're that's a language, not a country.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But wherever Farsi is spoken.
Well, it's spoken in Iran.
Okay. No. But I guess it's wrong.
Yeah, so it is wrong.
We'll go on to the Star Trek trivia.
All right. Let's talk about the
Gotta redeem myself from last week.
And you will. The trouble with tribbles.
Yes.
Chekhov claimed that quadrotriticale was a Russian invention. But from what country could that four-lobed hybrid grain actually be traced?
Kiev?
Canada.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, quadrotriticale was a four-lobed hybrid...
Quadrotriticale.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Was derived
and
from...
And I did get the country of origin wrong.
Yeah, wheat and
so
rye.
This is my second week in a row bumming out.
Oh man.
Terrible.
It was the only grain that could be grown on Sherman's planet, which both the Federation and the Klingons were trying to claim. So the origins...
And Captain Kirk was the only one of the crew who didn't know what it was.
Well, you know...
Because Chekhov even said, oh, yeah, I've seen this stuff before. It was invented in Russia, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, Canada. But what's interesting is I didn't know it was triticale. I thought it was triticale. But it does exist.
No,
and,
triticale, yeah.
It is the crossing of wheat and rye. And in the 1930s, they were doing that. And in 1953, University of Manitoba began an active triticale, now that you say it, breeding program, which continues to this day.
Yeah, and Administrator Barris says, of course, I don't expect you folks to know what this stuff is. And then Spock goes on to give a whole dissertation about it, and Captain Kirk says to him, okay, Spock, you've made your point.
Yeah. Well,
we do know what it is.
Well, yeah. Triticale,
except
huh?
Except for Kirk.
I was sure it was triticale, because I've only seen it in...
Triticale.
Kaylee. I swear I thought it was...
Quadrotriticale.
I'll be damned. I wonder if that's how they pronounce it in
Canada.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Well, now that's a question for you. Let's see what Donovan thinks about that.
Yeah, because I thought it was triticale, so I don't know.
No.
All right, well, I guess we got to find somebody in Manitoba. All right, well, good deal. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, yeah. So anybody listening from Winnipeg, give us a call. Yeah, the music capital of Canada, as far as I'm concerned. All right, so we've got Will in Georgia. Hello, Will. How's it going?
Okay, Raleigh, you're coming in fairly good tonight.
Yay.
70 miles from Atlanta.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
I wanted to try the smokers,
yeah.
The women smokers.
Yeah.
Chile?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Croatia?
Nope.
Serbia?
Nope.
Hmm. I guess last guess, Greece.
Nope. If you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah, so you're only going to have to get one. Now, we shortened that. And again, if you were the person who had called at the beginning of the show and I said no, it's possible that one of them that you mentioned was a yes, so you can call back. So I'm still looking up triticale because I was triticale. Well, it's a hybrid of triticum, which is triticum, and rye. Now, rye was cicale, so I guess together it would be triticale. Well, and they first actually bred it in a laboratory in the 1800s, late 1800s in Scotland and in Germany. All right. How about that? Now, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, Sherry from Naperville is going to take a guess. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
I can't complain. What's going on?
I actually found a 2023, I apologize, website. And it said women versus men.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't look it up then. I don't want your answer if it's online, and thank you for being honest.
Oh, well, that's why I am honest.
Yeah, no, you are. And so please don't join in the fray.
Okay. But my original guess before I looked it up was Canada because I had a friend.
And that's good, but it's not right.
Smoked a lot. And I missed some of the twofers. And my second guess before looking at this site would be, Iceland?
Nope.
All right.
But nice try. Thanks a lot. And thanks for letting me know. All right.
No problem. I know you try to very hard to, that you can't look things up.
I was afraid
so
you could look.
I always exclude myself from, other things.
Well, thank
but
you. Thank
somebody
thank
guessed
you.
One that was on this list and you said no, so that's why I was confused.
Yeah, no, at the beginning when I was saying you have to give me two of them, because I thought it would go really quickly and that would be it. One of the two they gave me
no,
was
but Serbia, correct. According to this site, was under Nauru.
Nope, it's not even on my list.
Okay, but this is 2023,
Well,
so I don't know.
And who knows? You know, I mean, again, I don't know what kind of survey you'd get that would necessarily be really reliable.
Well, it's worldpopulationreview.com.
Yeah, that. But
what I'm
saying is all those surveys are going to be self-reporting, no matter what. It's going to be
right. I was the market researcher, and self-reporting is a problem.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem. And you guys have a terrific week.
You too. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And yeah, this was 2003. So 17 years or actually 20 years before the site that apparently is now online. Maybe the countries have changed. I don't know. Nancy is in McHenry. What are you guessing, Nancy?
I was thinking... during the war, would be England or France?
Neither.
Or one of those Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Norway?
Okay, well, you just got both of them, Sweden and Norway.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope, you got both of them. All right, well, there goes that question. Hang on, you're a winner, Nancy. Don't go away. All right,
okay.
So yes, absolutely. Those are two of them. Sweden and Norway, the women outnumber the men in smoking. It's true. So there are two left if you want to guess. But like I say, they're off the beaten path. I don't think you've been to either, unless the pilot got lost. But we'll just move on to another question here in a moment. In the meantime, if you can guess if you want. But in the meantime, we'll come up with something else. In fact, I've already got something else. But first, Pete in Sauk City wanted to guess on the Netherlands, I'll see. So, Pete, do you want to guess on these two completely out-of-the-way places?
I'm trying to spin the globe and blindly put my finger somewhere. I can't help but think that one of them might be in Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
in,
both,
in
like
Indonesia.
Both of them. Well, I don't know about that. Both of them would be in that area of the world.
Philippines?
Nope. No, we know the Philippines. These are going to be a little bit weirder. One of them is definitely in Oceania.
Oh, my.
And I'll tell you, the country's name is such that I always thought that part of their name was the city, but no, it's just a long country name.
Oh, my. I know the one now, and it's doing the tongue tip thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sure do. Yeah, because I'm like, what? How could this be? Why is... And see, I guess I'd have to look it up to understand the history, because I have to believe that that there was a war here.
I could give you one out there, but I don't know that it is a legit answer, and that would be Pompeii.
No.
That place has the strangest ancient artifact in the whole world.
Hmm.
A place called Nan Madal.
Hmm.
Over 250 million tons of basalt.
Okay.
Prismatic basalt logs had to be moved into place to build this thing.
Hmm.
A bunch of artificial islands now.
Huh.
It's old enough that the ocean level was lower way back when.
Wow.
And the nearest site to get these 50-ton-plus logs from is about 25 miles away over rugged terrain.
Lovely.
And it's at least 8,000 to 12,000 years old. Nobody really knows. You can't date stone.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even ask about
it. I thought I'd give some trivia as long as I
Very good. I'm glad that you did. Well, in this particular place, I'm wondering, there are 839 known languages there. If you think of it, you call me back.
Certainly will.
All right, good deal.
Thank you.
And we will pick it up right there with, let's see, Karen and James and you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1963. Who is he? And melody-wise and instrumentation, it is the exact same record as Kidnapper by Jewel and the Rubies same year. Jewel and the Rubies declined to admit that the other one existed. I don't know what this artist thought, but you just heard the beginning of this, right? All right, that's what we're looking for. Now tell me this isn't the same record.
You said on the letter the other day.
And see, there were no lawsuits because neither were hits, but I guarantee you, had they been, we would have found out who came up with it first, but not Jewel and the Ruby, so we're looking for the other one. 888-876-5593 on Backbeat Records. Now, there's a clue. All right, so Karen in Chicago is going to guess again. What do you think, Karen?
Okay, they just cut my phone service, so this is my last try. I think I got it. Jamaica?
Nope.
Okay, well, good luck.
All right, good
everyone.
Luck on your phone service. Hope it's back soon.
It'll be back soon. They just told me they were cutting it.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Bye.
She's taking that in stride. I don't know about you, but someone calls and we're cutting your phone service now. The hell you are, I'll cut out your liver. All right, so yeah, I can't imagine it. 888-876-5593. We'll get to James on the south side. We're going to do some World War II trivia there. And yes, I've already got my my question. And I think that we've got enough time to ask it. So James on the south side, World War II, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. while the 101st Airborne Division was making history in the crossroads town of Bagstone, the 82nd fought a less known but almost as tough and important battle in this town. What's the town?
Okay. I am going to say, they were in the same area.
Yeah, right. And the first one was Bastogne, Bastogne, okay. Bastogne. So it was near Bastogne.
Okay. Where they were was the 82nd was a little further north of there, which was
I'll give you a hint. We're talking Belgium.
Okay. That would be Battle of the Bulge. I know. Not Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah, so we have Bastogne. Bastogne, which is in Belgium, is real near this place in Belgium. And it's this place that we're looking for. While the 101st is making fame in history holding out Bastogne, the 82nd Airborne was doing something else. Hang on, and we'll find out what you know. Don't go away. We'll pick it up in moments on WGN Radio.
As I lie awake, resting from the day, I can hear the clock passing time away. Oh, I couldn't sleep, for on my mind was the image of the girl I ought to find. Oh, I looked straight up at the ceiling above, thinking of the girl whom I really love. Oh, would it be so that she'll exist, the image of the girl I've always missed. Oh, I've twisted and I've turned, oh, trying to sleep, but all I could do was only to weep, for I haven't found that image yet of all the girls that I have met.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And no, it's not the Surfaris, the group that did it first on Eldo and wrote it, too. This is a remake, but around the same time, same year, 1960. So who are they? And yes, earlier in the 50s, they were huge. So who are they? All right, 888-876-5593. And what's our theme? People are failing me tonight, I'll tell you what. Now, back to our World War II question. And what we've determined here is Bastogne is about 45 minutes, about 32 miles, but about 45 driving minutes from this particular question. And so, therefore, we left James, who normally knows everything, to think about it. And so what'd you come up with, James?
Okay, I think it's Bruce's, but I'm throwing a blank on the exact way. It's Bruce's or
nope.
I'm,
neither. Nope.
It's not E.T.'s, and I know it's not that because that's France.
No, it's a lesser known battle that is important. Some historians say that if this had fallen, the Germans would have had enough power to have taken Bastogne, which would have made the outbreak in the Ardennes, or however you pronounce that, an even larger
defeat. The Ardennes, yeah,
then the Ardennes.
A lot. harder for the allies.
Exactly. So what's the city?
Okay. And I'm drawing a blank on the exact town.
I'll put you out of your misery. It's Saint Vith, V-I-T-H, Saint Vith.
But of course the Germans also made it a lot harder for themselves because of a massacre they did right before that.
Yeah.
Because what happened was they rounded up some Americans and instead of like the usual way you just send them to a camp, this happened to be one of those SS divisions. So what happened was the guy, and this was the one that had been leading the assault anyway, well, they went and executed. When the word got back, to the to the Americans, basically the resolve of the Americans got stronger, and of course the German units basically said, thanks very much. You just made our job infinitely hard.
Yep. Well, there you have it. You'll never forget St. Vith. I just know it.
Yeah, and that, because I had kind of a little bit forgotten a little bit about that because it's it's not well remembered.
Right, that's what they're counting on.
Which
but
is unfortunate.
Because it was really important. It would have been very important had it gone the other way. So, all right, we'll talk to you next week on that one.
Oh, one other thing. I wanted on the smoking thing. Thing.
What do you think?
I was going to say, Java?
Nope.
I got six of them, so I'm going down the list.
And I'll tell, after you're done, I'll tell you. I'll reveal it. I'll put you out of your misery, but go for it.
Okay. Vietnam?
Nope.
We'll go with, I know it's not. It's, okay, I'm gonna go with. It's not Indonesia. I know that because they don't really allow that.
Right.
And I'm gonna go with. My phone's doing so funny things too, which it doesn't help. But anyway, that's another problem. Next one I'm going to go with it's not Taiwan,
nope.
Is it? Singapore?
Nope.
India?
Nope. Ready to give up?
I'll take one last shot and I'll say Burma?
Nope. Okay, the two of them are Papua New Guinea, which is one place, and the other is the Cook Islands.
Oh, the Cocoa. I never would have thought of that.
The Cook Islands, yes. The Cook Islands are 15 islands, truly in the middle of nowhere, that have no purpose other than tourism. But Papua New Guinea, of course, is on that island that half of it is New Guinea belonging to Indonesia, and the other half is Papua New Guinea, which is self-governing.
Okay.
Now you know.
So if I had just simply stuck with the and just simply said the next door neighbor, I would have basically been.
Well, there you go. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'll wait till the next question, although I think it's too late
Well,
for that.
there is going to be another question, so keep listening. All right, there's going to be another question in moments, actually. So, yeah, the deal with Papua New Guinea is the people of Papua were wanting independence from, actually, on that half of New Guinea from Australia. The other half of New Guinea is New Guinea that's controlled by Indonesia. Anyway, they got their independence, and when they got their independence, the country became Papua New Guinea, and that was in 1975. And so Papua New Guinea, more women smoking than men. And the Cook Islands, like I say, if you're planning a South Pacific cruise or something, it's supposedly one of the best-kept secrets. I don't know. I figure you're damn lost if you wind up in the Cook Islands, but any of you might enjoy it. Now, there you go. All right. New question. Let's talk politics for a moment. Well, historically speaking. 1968. Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. Both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, considered naming the same person as their candidate. The Republicans and the Democrats considered naming this person as their candidate. Who was it that appealed to both the Republicans and the Democrats in 1968? And if you say George Wallace, I'm hanging up the phone. All right, so 888-876-5593. George did run as an independent in 68. You'll probably remember that, but he is not germane to our question, God knows. So the Republicans and the Democrats both considered naming this person as their candidate. So somebody who was savvy enough to appeal to both parties. Who was it? They went as far as to vet him and everything like that. And interesting. So 888-876-5593. Talk about a left field choice, or maybe a right field choice, depending on which side of the aisle you are favoring. But I'd say the candidate himself didn't favor any side of the aisle. But maybe that's why both of them wanted him. I don't know. So 888-876-5593, 1968. Yeah, when George Wallace ran, he had this guy, Jim Stanley, do a campaign song for him, telling it straight in 68. Yeah, we'll just move right along. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Here you come again. All sad and confused. Instead of you bringing me good news, you're always bringing me the blues. You know, sometimes you look better gone than you do coming. Now I wouldn't lie on you for nothing in the world. But however, there's some things a man must tell. You got a body by Fisher, but your mind's by Mattel.
One of the great lines.
Oh, I should be your lover.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James, and I always have to edit that. That's the arable side. I have to make sure I'm playing the right side, because the other side, oh, man. Chills run down my spine when I think, what if I accidentally? Yeah, it would be bad. All right, but so who are they? 1980 on Source. All right. All of these people are well known, and all of them have something in common. And shame on you for not recognizing them. Yeah, so far we got someone guessing The Whispers, which was right. And I think that's it. I think that's the only one anyone got. Yeah, as I look at this list, you got one? I'll reveal it here in the next 5 minutes or so. But so, 1968, both parties, the Republicans and Demopublicans, considered naming this same person as president. So who was it that appealed to both parties? All right, so Bob and Willowbrook going to take a guess. What do you think, Bob?
Billy Graham.
What a wonderful guess. It's not right.
Oh.
Sorry about that. You sounded so assured, too.
Okay.
Okay. I want to just say I love the bumpers tonight.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I didn't know any of them.
I'll tell you, actually, now that we're at this point, because no one else will either. The one we just played was Harold Melvin and the Blue Nuts, I Should Be Your Lover. Before that was Otis Williams and the Charms doing Image of a Girl, Joe Hinton doing You Know It Ain't Right, Bobby Day doing That's All I Want, GQ did Sittin' in the Park, Joe Simon did When, Gene Knight did Don't Ask for 24 Hours, Chuck Willis did Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes, The Whispers, I Only Meant to Wet My Feet, Faye Adams, The Hammer, and Jermaine Jackson started it off with Let Me Tickle Your Fancy, and every one of those artists had a number one record on the R&B charts.
Wow. Who was it again who did Sitting in the Park?
GQ, one of my favorite groups. Yeah, GQ? Yeah, GQ made an entire career out of covering Billy Stewart records. Strange Feelings, Cross My Heart. Okay. Here, I'll let you hear a little more of them. They were.
That was the one song I absolutely knew.
Yeah, you just didn't know who they were. All right. Well,
right, exactly.
Yeah, Strange Feelings, here was their take on that.
I have to live my life, my life, in a sad world.
Yeah, they did Billy Stewart proud.
Okay, I'm now a GQ fan.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Thanks
as
for calling,
Bob. It's not Gentleman's Quarterly.
No, absolutely not. Although that's where they got the name. Believe me, they were trying to be too hip for the room. Thanks.
Okay. Right, see you on Monday.
I hope so. All right. So good deal. So yes, indeed. So that was a Strange Feeling. They also did Cross My Heart. Of course, they did I Do Love You Too. But Cross My Heart was a wonderful take on it.
Cross my heart that I love her.
So like I say, mostly the Billy Stewart stuff, although they also redid Jay Wiggins' Sad Girl, which they did a very nice version of that, too, a little outside the Billy Stewart realm, but very nicely handled.
Just
loved them. Just a remake group from the early 80s. I thought they did such a great job. And I put these together about 3 in the morning. And, of course, where the studio is, since we had to move to the Valley so John could be closer to therapy, is communal living. You know, it's like a condo thing. And here I am at 3 in the morning, and I'm of course, singing along at 1,000 decibels. And when I sing, it sounds more like a walrus. And so, and by the way, that's not to cast aspersions on a walrus. I only hope to be that good. So I'm thinking to myself, God, I hope I don't have neighbors. All right, so those were the Bumper Stumpers, and they all had number one records. Yes, on their own. You betcha. So that was that. And so now we have our question. I'll take your guesses here in the next few minutes. We got 5 to be exact, so don't hesitate. Colin, 888-876-5593. And if you don't get it, well, we'll hold it over for next week. So we are saying that in 1968, both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, considered naming this same person as president. Yeah, I worked that Republican convention. I remember that. Anyway, oh, God. Who was it that appealed to both parties? They were going to name the same person. And, of course, ultimately they didn't. But they got as far as doing research. And who was it? So Maureen in Plainfield, Illinois, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm going to take a stab and say Nelson Rockefeller.
No, of course, he was a Republican favorite, and I think it was I don't remember if it was the 68 or the 72, because he was in both of them, and they were both in Miami, but I was a Rocky girl. I had to dress up. You don't even want to know about it. But
that's great. Yeah. Okay, and one other guest.
Yes.
Adlai Stevenson?
No. That's a good guess, though.
Okay. All right. I'm out of guesses.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I remember. It was an outfit that looked more like an American flag, and I had to go greet delegates at Miami International Airport. I hope there's not pictures. Although, that was also, National was still in business then, and when I was filing T-shirts the other day, yes, I have so many, I file them, I came across my I'm Raleigh, Fly Me with the big National Airlines sun, and I thought, well, I probably won't be wearing this out anytime soon. Yeah, but that Criteria record shirt, I might wear that. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Gary is in Austin. Hello, Gary.
Oh, this is Johnny in Austin.
Oh, it's Johnny. Well, it says you're Gary. All right, Johnny. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say, all that must have come off the GQ tribute album.
No, it came off 45s.
Oh, did it? Oh, but you just kind of replicated what's on the GQ tribute.
Well,
they'd
have to be. They only made so many songs. It wasn't a big it wasn't a big repertoire.
Yeah, I bought this CD a couple of years ago, back in 2015, and it's really good.
Yeah, no, I got the 45s from when I was in LA radio. No one else would play them.
Oh, well, you know, the best thing to do, you know. You just can't teach people appreciation for good music. They either get it or they don't. Yes.
That's absolutely right. And yeah, they were on Arista and Standing Ovation and Boogie Oogie. I could do without that. But when the first one was I Do Love You in 79, they followed it with Sitting in the Park and they did Sad Girl and a number of others too. But I thought they were just the best.
I've got this this tribute album in my hand here. Another great one was where is it?
Don't Stop This Feeling was on
it. It was called Yesteryears.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have that on a 45.
No, you probably wouldn't, but oh, this is so great. I know you're almost out of time, but I just wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoyed the show. And I don't call on Tribune Night because
you'd win.
I know the answers.
That's right.
I don't want to be a contest pig.
No.
So.
Oh man, that's great. But yes, it's always good. Call me back tomorrow night or later in the week. I want to talk to you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks. Say goodbye. Yeah, and they redid Boogie Oogie Oogie too. But anyway, I just loved them. I think KUTE did play a few of them in L.A., but I couldn't interest anybody else, that was for sure. All right, we got 1 minute. So Sherry's going to talk in 30 seconds. Be quick.
Okay, my first guess is Nixon.
Next.
My second guess is Bobby Kennedy.
Talk to you next week or tomorrow or whenever. Thanks, appreciate it. All right,
okay.
So neither right now. This gives us the other 30 seconds. And that belongs to Leo in Chicago. What do you think, Leo?
General Clayton Powell.
No. Who else?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for trying. Think about it and call me next week.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that'll be a straggler. 1968. Both parties, Republicans and Democrats, consider naming the same person as their presidential nominee. And they went so far as to do research. In fact, Nixon did the background check for the Republicans on him. And so who was it that appealed equally to both parties? You can think that. We thank Bob for keeping us in line tonight. He did a wonderful job. We thank John for screening your calls. And he always does a wonderful job. But above all, I thank you for calling. Now, could you please keep this up? Because it's so much easier to do this show when you call. I'm lazy normally. So, I mean, if I have to, I'll just talk to you for 3 hours. But I'd rather talk directly to you. So think about it. In 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.